Thanks. I guess my general response is, we need to think about these things as and not or. You know, it's social capital and natural capital. The problem with social capital enhancing extraction and consumption is if it's taken out of context, you know, not combined with the sort of broader systems view of all of the whole system. So I think that's partly what's been missing all along, is an over-focus on any one of these elements separately. And I think currently we have an over-focus on the built capital, the conventional economy part of it, at least in the what you might call the overdeveloped world. This gets back at the issue of, is there a solution to poverty that doesn't involve growth? And the answer there is maybe redistribution of the wealth, or better distribution of the wealth that we're generating, both within countries but also between countries. So is all of this growth in the developed countries really getting us anywhere, I guess, is the question. And things like the GPI divergence from GDP is just one indicator that maybe it's not. That doesn't mean that growth is not needed in some other countries, in India, China, some of the underdeveloped countries. But even there, I think it shouldn't be following the same trajectory that we've followed, the kind of growth that really ends up in the hands of just a few at the top of the income distribution. You know, growth in the United States in the last several decades has not really improved, even in conventional economic terms, the well-being of the majority of the population. It's all gone to the top few percent. So that, I think, is really the issue. It's not. It's how do we manage that production and consumption in our economies in a way that balances, the distributional aspects that can actually solve. I believe we actually could solve poverty without any increase in global GDP. If it were distributed in a different way, I think we would be able to solve that problem relatively quickly. Of course, doing that redistribution, what sort of policies, could you implement to do that? I think that's the real challenge. So, it's been suggested what we really need is contraction and convergence, contraction of the overdeveloped economies and, improvement in production in some of the underdeveloped economies, but in a different way, with a whole different model of focused on well-being and sustainability, and not on just more growth in the conventional way. That's what we need to get past. Finally, this idea of human nature. I think it's becoming abundantly clear that humans are the dominant species on the planet, largely because we are so adaptable. We can behave in many different ways. It's not, and the reason we can do that is because of our ability to pass on learned behavior. Our cultures can actually evolve in the way that biological organisms evolve, but much more quickly. So we can change our behavior patterns, and we can certainly behave in very competitive ways, and we can behave in very cooperative ways. And a lot of the distinction depends on the context and the culture and the society that we're placed in. You can see that, by the way people behave in different cultures around the world. So it's not a foregone conclusion that people are just greedy and individualistic. I think they certainly can behave that way. But they certainly can behave in other ways, and I think that's what we need to change is to change the incentives and the culture to allow people to behave in more cooperative ways, which actually will be better for everyone.